Picture yourself kneeling quietly in a small Italian chapel just before dawn. The air smells of candle wax and ancient stone. At the altar, Padre Pio holds up the host, his hands trembling, sweat on his brow despite the chill. In that sacred moment, he isn't seeing just bread, but the living presence of Christ. Stay tuned.
Ave mundi spes Maria.
Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede for souls today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and the lives of your loved ones. Let's begin this spiritual journey together. Be sure to subscribe and tap the notification bell so you don't miss our next video. Now let's dive into today's topic. This Sunday, in just 2 days, we celebrate the solemnity of Corpus Christi. Now, this isn't just another feast day on the calendar. This is the day we honor the reality that Jesus Christ remains physically present among us in the Holy Eucharist. And Padre Pio understood this profoundly, not just as a theological concept, but as a burning reality that shaped his life. Many of you already know that Padre Pio's masses were long, sometimes even lasting over 2 hours. One of the moments when he would pause for a long time was during the consecration, the moment when bread and wine became the body and blood of Christ. He seemed completely absorbed in the reality of Christ's presence. He knew that the Eucharist is Jesus, not a symbol, not a metaphor, but the real living Christ. In a letter to one of his spiritual daughters, Padre Pio expressed the necessity of frequent communion for spiritual growth. He wrote, "In these times when we are constantly surrounded by people who harbor hatred for God in their hearts and who blaspheme continually, the sure means of remaining immune from this pestilential disease is to strengthen ourselves with the Eucharistic food. Now, to remain immune from sin and make progress on the path to perfection is not possible for those who remain for long months on end without partaking abundantly of the spotless flesh of the Divine Lamb. I do not know what others think on this matter, but for me, it is very clear that in the circumstances in which we live at present, for those who limit themselves to receiving communion once or twice in the year, it is illusory to want to convince themselves that they can take even one step towards perfection." It is clear from this letter that Padre Pio strongly recommended frequent communion as a means to build resilience against sin and progress in holiness. However, caution is needed. While frequent communion is a powerful source of grace and a support for growth in virtue, André Jean-Marie Hamon, a great French spiritual writer, warns that receiving it with indifference, a lack of fervor, or merely out of habit can do more harm than good. Rather than benefiting the soul, a lukewarm reception of the Eucharist can harden the heart. To fully benefit from Holy Communion, we must approach it in the proper state. As Pope Saint Pius X instructed, to receive communion wordily, one must first be in a state of grace, that is, without mortal sin on one's conscience, and with a firm resolve to avoid sin in the future. And second, approach communion with the right intention to please God, gain the greatest spiritual benefit for the soul, seek union with God, and receive communion as a remedy for one's weaknesses and faults. To conclude today's reflection, I'd like to share a beautiful prayer from our Padre Pio prayer booklet, a prayer asking for our Lord to remain with us after Holy Communion. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay with me, Lord, for it is necessary to have you present so that I do not forget you. You know how easily I abandon you. Stay with me, Lord, because I am weak and I need your strength that I may not fall so often. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my life, and without you I am without fervor. Stay with me, Lord, for you are my light, and without you I am in darkness. Stay with me, Lord, to show me your will. Stay with me, Lord, so that I hear your voice and follow you. Stay with me, Lord, for I desire to love you very much and always be in your company. Stay with me, Lord, if you wish me to be faithful to you. Stay with me, Lord, for as poor as my soul is, I want it to be a place of consolation for you, a nest of love. Stay with me, Jesus, for it is getting late and the day is coming to a close, and life passes, death, judgment, eternity approaches. It is necessary to renew my strength so that I will not stop along the way, and for that I need you. It is getting late and death approaches. I fear the darkness, the temptations, the dryness, the cross, the sorrows. Oh, how I need you, my Jesus, in this night of exile. Stay with me tonight, Jesus, in life with all its dangers. I need you. Let me recognize you as your disciples did at the breaking of the bread, so that the Eucharistic communion be the light which disperses the darkness, the force which sustains me, the only joy of my heart. Stay with me, Lord, because at the hour of my death, I want to remain united to you, if not by communion, at least by grace and love. Stay with me, Jesus. I do not ask for divine consolation, because I do not merit it, but the gift of your presence. Oh yes, I ask this of you. Stay with me, Lord, for it is you alone I look for, your love, your grace, your will, your heart, your spirit, because I love you and I ask no other reward but to love you more and more. With a firm love, I will love you with all my heart while on earth and continue to love you perfectly during all eternity. Amen. Wishing you all a blessed solemnity of Corpus Christi this Sunday. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our next episodes. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.